And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And how you doing this afternoon? We are here with a really busy roundtable for you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, United States Senator Martha McSally will join us live here for the first part of today's roundtable. And then a little bit later on, Tricia Lewis will be in the house, virtually anyway. And we're going to talk about her new job with the city of Cottonwood. And so stay tuned. There's all kinds of news to be made right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. Martha McSally up next.
Here at Nationwide Vision, we've been serving Arizona for 35 years, and we will continue to serve our community through this difficult time. To stay up to date on our efforts regarding the changes we are making, call 1-800-EYE-CARE, Nationwide Vision.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
Larry Green Chevrolet is committed to their community, customers, and staff in taking extra steps to maintain a healthy, sanitary workplace while still meeting the needs of customers. With this in mind, Larry Green Chevrolet has introduced Purchase Power for the People. Start at home, reserve your vehicle, get pre-qualified, even value your trade-in all online at LarryGreenChevrolet.com. Imagine all the paperwork just waiting for your review and signature. Create your best car deal in your very own home. LarryGreenChevrolet.com. And now that you have time, schedule your existing vehicle for routine maintenance. Purchase Power for the People. Completely hassle-free from Larry Green Chevrolet. Buy online or over the phone, and they'll deliver your new or used vehicle to your door. Shop from the comfort of your home with Larry Green Chevrolet, just off Rodeo Drive next to Walmart in Cottonwood, at LarryGreenChevrolet.com.
Patriot Disposal is a local expanding company asking you to join our team. Patriot Disposal offers on-site training for a variety of jobs, including Class A or B CDL, heavy equipment operators, mechanic, welding, and sort line operators. Office positions available for customer service, bookkeeper, and human resources. For competitive pay and benefits, call, click, or come visit our office. Positions available at all our locations, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, and Rimrock. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Here at Nationwide Vision, we've been serving Arizona for 35 years, and we will continue to serve our community through this difficult time. To stay up to date on our efforts regarding the changes we are making, call 1-800-EYE-CARE, Nationwide Vision.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us live is United States Senator Martha McSally. Senator McSally, nice to have you back here on KQ&A.
Hi, Sanford. I hope you're safe. Thanks for having me back on.
I'm snug as a bug in a rug. First thing I've got to ask is, from your perspective, how are we doing? How's the country doing? How's Arizona doing? How are the people holding up in general, in your view?
Well, we are being faced with an unprecedented challenge, that's for sure. Something we've never been faced with before, that we're asking people not to work. Lives are at stake, and the economic impact is very wide, it's very deep, and it's very real. The pain is very real for a lot of people. So, this is a new virus. China covered up the origins of it and the nature of it. So our experts, who are the best in the world, were learning more and more about it as it spread across America. And the one thing we did know, or they knew, was if we minimized human interaction, we could slow that spread in order to save lives and provide support to our healthcare system so it wouldn't be overwhelmed. But the economic impact is severe. I think we're now up to 20 million Americans have filed for unemployment. And we have people in every single community, as you know, hardworking people who have been laid off and they're trying to figure out how to put food on the table. So we sprung into action in the Senate. This seems like an eternity ago to pass the first, the major relief plan. We're seeing the results of that with the economic impact payments being delivered starting this week. People should check their bank accounts if they made less than $75,000 last year. You should see $1,200 showing up. If you're a family of four, you made less than $150,000, and you have two kids, $3,400 should be showing up. Now, that's not going to cover all your bills, as we get through this. But we then created a program for small businesses so they could keep people on their payroll, this Paycheck Protection Program. And as of 2 days ago, $3.5 billion went to small businesses in Arizona to support having these small businesses just survive this thing. We increase unemployment as well. In the meantime, we're investing in cures and treatments and ensuring that our frontline healthcare workers have everything they need. So it's been an unprecedented challenge. I know it's deeply impacting so many people. There's a lot of fear. We're all in this together, and I'm inspired every day hearing stories of people helping their neighbors out and their community out and being generous and compassionate even as they are fearful for their own future. I was selected to the president's task force on reopening the economy. I hate to even, use those types of words because it makes people think it's an on-off switch when it's really more of a rheostat or a dimmer mm-hmm. about how we can continue to save lives, but learn from practices in the essential businesses, increase widespread testing, and allow people the opportunity to safely return to work. Those decisions will be made by Governor Ducey, and the president will be making decisions for federal guidance. But I'm in the arena trying to do everything I can to fight for Arizonans. I know this is a really difficult time.
Well, I know this Paycheck Protection Program may not seem like it is the true genius that it actually is, but normally what you would do is you would lay off all these people, they'd go on unemployment, you'd have a whole different side of paperwork, all kinds of different rules, and you'd be overwhelming the system. It's so much easier to just take that money and pay people and just have them stay at work. It just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, this was the way we designed this, as we were thinking about how we were going to provide relief and support to small businesses and support to workers. But also we had the objective of keeping employers and employees connected together for a number of different reasons. One is psychological, quite frankly. If you've been working for a company for 20 years or even 1 year, 6 months, most of them, they feel like a family. We're in this together. These are unprecedented times, but just staying connected instead of standing in line for a government benefit, you feel like, all right, we're gonna get through this together, even if you're not working. There's health insurance benefits that are important. There's societal benefits of keeping this connection together. And then there's also when we're allowing things to open back up, the employer has a ready workforce. They've already trained them. They've vetted them. That it's their team, and they're able to move forward economically together instead of looking for new workers. So this is the way we designed it. We knew we needed to be fast. And when you have the federal government and fast, usually it's not in the same sentence, right? So we wanted to get the money out. We knew it needed to be vast and wide. So we looked at what sort of infrastructure is out there. Do we have everybody line up for a government program as a small business? Or do we use financial institutions that are in every community, banks and credit unions, allow the small businesses to work through them so the money goes from what we pass to the bank or credit union, to the employer, to the employee. That was the design of all this. It's been a little clunky and glitchy. The money is now, the initial money actually has all been spoken for. We've been trying to add $250 billion to it over the last 2 weeks, but Chuck Schumer keeps holding it up. We have so many other small businesses who need this money, so we need to get that passed as soon as possible so more can take advantage of it.
Well, there's been a lot of news about the World Health Organization, and I have to admit that my timeline tells me that Martha McSally was one of the first people to come out and strongly ask for the WHO chief to step down. And I thought that President Trump did the right thing by holding up the funding in view of the terrible response that WHO had.
Well, it is terrible, and we're counting on organizations in a global pandemic, an organization like this, to be the health experts and to be providing that advice and support so we can address this pandemic. Unfortunately, what we've seen here, very clear-eyed, China, the communist government of China, has covered this up from the very beginning. We still do not have the facts, the access, the samples. From the origins of this virus, you've seen some new reports out about the potential of it coming from this lab. They destroyed samples. They silenced doctors. They kicked out journalists. And they've been lying to their own people. They've been lying to the world. And that's actually not surprising to us. However, we don't expect the World Health Organization to be parroting their propaganda. If you look back, in mid-January, the World Health Organization was saying there's no indications of human-to-human transmission. That's just not true. They just parroted Chinese propaganda. They criticized President Trump with his travel ban, which has saved so many lives of travel, stopping travel from China. And they refused to call it a global pandemic, and they have been highly criticized for just being complicit in the disinformation campaign from China. So I think I was the first person to call for Dr. Tedros to resign. From my military experience, I know when you've lost faith in an organization, it needs new leadership. And I've also joined other senators to be asking very specific questions. We need to do a detailed investigation in order to restore faith in this organization. In the meantime, America will lead, as we always do, working with other countries, with our best scientists in order to defeat this virus. But China needs to be held accountable.
Well, when the World Health Organization refused to include countries like Taiwan and Israel as part of their world, I thought that this is definitely a guy that's got to go. We're going to take a quick break. More with Senator Martha McSally. There's a particular group of people Senator McSally has been keen to help through the coronavirus situation, and we'll update you on that when we return live here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Okay, come on, Darby, let's go.
What a sunrise. This is Thumb Butte at its best.
We're all about bright, healthy futures at YRMC's James Family Heart Center. And our Echo Alert program is a shining example. It was designed by YRMC's innovative heart team to find heart valve disease early. That means we treat heart valve disease faster in our community, and we use the latest leading-edge procedures. In fact, the Heart Center's Echo Alert program is now a national care model. A better way to manage heart valve disease, the most advanced treatments, exceptional heart specialists, and your bright, healthy future. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And just a few minutes left with Arizona U.S. Senator Martha McSally. And I wanted to point out to the listeners that a couple of places that you've been particularly effective in leading the fight to keep small tribal gaming enterprises in the payment protection program, as well as what you've done for tribes in general. The Navajo Nation, of course, been hit very hard by the virus. But I thought because the tribal gaming enterprises are so central to a lot of the economic health, it really makes sense that they be included or at least have an opportunity.
Yes. Thanks, Sanford. So when this legislation started to be formed, and it was focused on small businesses, I immediately engaged with Marco Rubio and Susan Collins, who were kind of taking the lead in the Small Business Committee, to make sure that we had tribal parity with the Paycheck Protection Program. It's a unique situation where their businesses, they often employ non-tribal members, and it's a major source of income for their government. They're not just governments, they're businesses. So we worked to create and insert language into the bill so there would be tribal parity. So these entities, whether they're casinos or hotels, they could get access to the PPP. The Small Business Administration put out their guidance, and they said they couldn't get access. And we're like, excuse me, we're the lawmakers. We wrote it this way. Yes, they can. So we have been pushing on SBA and Treasury over the last week to ensure that they are complying with the legislative intent. I mean, my team and I are the ones who worked this and made sure it was inserted into the bill. We know exactly what we intended, and we don't expect bureaucrats to deny the tribes the parity that we wrote into this legislation for the PPP. We also got additional resources for Indian Health Service, another extra billion dollars. And then I fought hard for a set-aside support, $8 billion for tribes. They are just particularly vulnerable. We're seeing how it's impacting on Navajo Nation. Just a lot of them don't have the water infrastructure to even abide by the hygiene recommendations of washing your hands all day long. And there's a lot of poverty, a lot of pre-existing conditions, and multi-generations living in the same household. Very difficult when this virus hits. And so they are particularly impacted. And this $8 billion is going to be significant relief to the 22 tribes that are in Arizona.
So in the midst of this pandemic and everything else, you've got a political campaign to run. So I wanted to know, are you able to get out at all, or are you basically doing everything virtual the same way the rest of the world is?
I'm actually have been spending, since this pandemic, you know, ramped up, I have been ceasing my personal involvement in anything campaign related. Pretty early on, I had my campaign team transition to volunteering to help people, elderly people who needed someone to go get groceries for them. And then I stopped. I decided nobody wants to see a campaign TV ad. So I made a decision that I was not going to be up on TV. And then I stopped all political fundraising for 15 days, and I launched a 15 days of giving campaign. It actually ended yesterday. I just felt like there is more that I can do as a human being, not just as a senator, but also as a candidate. I have a fundraising operation. So many people are in need right now. I see it everywhere I go. I've been volunteering at the Salvation Army and the food banks, and people are coming up who've never have come to a food bank before, but they need to be able to feed their kids because they've been laid off. And so I'm giving it my all. We've raised significant money. We'll announce that final number and had an agreement with the Salvation Army that'll go directly to people who just need food support, rental assistance, utility support to be able to help get through this crisis. I just feel like the best thing that I could do right now is help people, help lives, help us defeat this virus and get that economic relief. There'll be a time for a campaign later. Right now, my team is very much with me and focused on helping people.
Well, I know we here in Yavapai County feel blessed that we have really not had a huge impact from the COVID-19 virus. Mm-hmm. But we also understand the tough job that you've got there in Washington and all the people that you've got to deal with down there. Nonetheless, really appreciate the work you're doing, and certainly you're welcome to come back anytime.
Absolutely, Sanford. And I know, I just want to say our heart goes out to Mayor Greg from Prescott and his wife for the loss of their daughter, Brooklyn. I know we're all praying for them and with them. And you are blessed. Yavapai County, I think right now, has one death and I think about 69 cases. Coconino County is being a little bit harder hit. But we're all in this together. And I think as the governor makes decisions based on the advice of his experts, and we're engaging with the governor and others about how we can continue to save lives, protect the vulnerable. We all know and love somebody who's vulnerable, but use widespread testing and other science and data to allow people to safely return to work. We have people want to go work and want to save lives, and we're going to be working hard to continue to provide relief, but find that path forward that we can do this. It's not one or the other. We can safely and smartly do this as we continue to, develop vaccines and treatments for those who have been impacted by the virus. So we're all in this together. God bless you all. Everybody who's listening, everybody stay safe out there. Let's get through this. Let's help each other out.
Thanks, Senator McSally, for joining us live here on the roundtable here on KQ&A. We will talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds good, Senator. Take care. Bye.
You bet. Boy, can you imagine what that individual has to deal with in representing not only her constituents, but then also trying to figure out, how to go about, as she mentioned, it's kind of politely campaigning, I guess, in a low profile kind of way. But, the fact is, this has been a real shock to the system, not only the speed with which everything kind of just like folded all at once. But the behaviors that came as a result. And that's the part that really had me, kind of scratching my head this morning. I went down to the Walmart on Highway 69 by Prescott Lakes Parkway. And initially, I got there about 6:30 this morning, so I had some stuff to do here at the station. And I went over there, and it said, we have new temporary hours. We don't start until 7 o'clock. Okay, so I ran down to the Union 76, got myself some gas, came back to the station, wrote an ad, and then got here right at 7 o'clock. And sure enough, there are people standing in line coming out of the Walmart, about 6 feet apart, and practically everyone had a facial mask of some kind. And so we're all standing in a line of about 20, 25 people, and we're 6 feet apart, distant. And we gradually made our way into the store. I just thought to myself at the time that I'm standing there in the line at Walmart with my facial mask on, I thought, this must have been what it was like to stand in like a soup line in World War II. You just have your head down. You're trying not to talk to anybody. Nobody's looking at you. And, it just has such a weird feeling, compared to what, how we normally behave as Americans. It just really is strange to have been creating what was the most dynamic, prosperous economy in decades, and then to have the rug pulled out from under you so fast. I think people have like whiplash. They're still like, I can't believe that this is really what's happened. So we are doing some things to try to help out the situation. We're going to be doing a drive where we're going to be looking for people to match a grant that we're putting up for the local food banks. next week. And you'll be hearing about it all next week on our other stations. But we are providing $1,000 up front to the Prescott Valley Food Bank, the Prescott Community Cupboard, the Chino Valley Food Bank, and the Old Town Mission. Arizona's hometown radio group, we're putting $1,000 on the table, and we're saying, okay, communities, let's match this as best we can. So we'll keep that there and just kind of give us a little bit here and there, whatever you can afford. You can go to any of our radio station websites and click on the PayPal link and be able to make a donation. And then on April 24th, on Friday, a week from tomorrow, we're going to have drop-off points for food and for gift cards at the Chambers of Commerce that are involved in our $2,000 for groceries. And that'll be, we'll be starting it here next week, and then the culmination of this will be on Friday. But our food banks are in a desperate, condition. And so we're going to try to put some money on the table, try to get everybody to kind of pitch in a little bit, because we are all in this together. And if you don't have money but you want to drop off food or a gift card, you can drop it off at the chamber office between 11 and 2 a week from Friday. And our announcers are going to be broadcasting live from the studio, being socially distant. And we'll keep you informed as to what all is going on. But we really hope that the community will come out and match our $1,000 per food bank grant so that we can get some badly needed supplies to our local food banks. So you'll hear more about that in the week to come. But for right now, we are going to take a break. We've got news coming up. And then a little bit later on, Tricia Lewis joins us. She has taken a brand new job with the city of Cottonwood. And so we're going to find out all about that when we return live on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Waters Garden Companion Plants of the Month are lilac, poppy, purple plum, and our white night candy tuft.
Masses of fragrant white flowers cover mounds of perennial green foliage.
Extreme heat and cold tolerant, this award winner repeatedly blooms without deadheading for super easy care.
Butterflies, bees, hummingbirds are going to love your backyard again.
White night candy tuft can only be found at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously,
he's... Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. When it comes to factual information concerning COVID-19, it's important to rely on accurate sources.
Former U.S. Surgeon General Richard Carmona is concerned about what's appearing online.
The social
media that's out there that I would characterize as fake news for personal gain by various people, that is malignant. It's criminal as far as I'm concerned, because it puts more uncertainty into the population, and we already have people that are scared.
In an effort to make sure people have accurate information, Facebook has begun informing users if they have liked or shared posts that are false or misleading. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
As fewer people drive because of COVID-19, gas prices continue to fall.
The latest data shows demand levels not seen since spring of 1968.
AAA Arizona spokesperson Aldo Vasquez says the average for a gallon of gas in the state is $2.25, down 7 cents on the week, while the national average is $1.83. Don't look for prices to rise anytime soon. A springtime pleasant weekend is on the way, chilling overnight to a clear sky 40. Breezy highs tomorrow through Sunday in the low to mid 60s, up to 72 by Wednesday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 44. Sunny highs Friday through your KQ&A weather weekend in the low to mid 70s, warming by midweek to a high near 80. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us live right now, as a matter of fact, is Tricia Lewis. She is the new Tourism and Marketing Director for the City of Cottonwood. And Tricia, it's nice to have you with us on the roundtable.
Thank you, Sanford. Thanks for having me today.
Now, I know a lot about your biography, so I'm going to try to recall most of it. You had your own marketing company, Lewis Marketing. You were involved with ADOT for a period of time and also many years with the rodeo. And now you've taken a job with the City of Cottonwood as the Tourism and Marketing Director. How did that come about?
So you're right, Sanford. I have been kind of a variety of places, and I've been with, just to back up just a second, I worked with you and your team for years, and I have always enjoyed working with you all. You're just the best in the business.
Aw, shucks.
I know, but that's truly a genuine comment, because your team has obviously, going back to 2006, been a humongous platform in support of my business and helped me truly get off the ground with Lewis Marketing and public relations. So just to back up for a minute, yes, I started doing that back in late 2005, early 2006. And then over the years through that, I saw the downturn, the economy when it was struggling. And then I got a job, and I was thankful to get a state agency job with ADOT in 2011. So I was a public information officer for them, and I was also still retaining a few clients with my Lewis marketing agency. And then over the years, that started to become more demanding. And then I just retained the World's Oldest Rodeo Prescott Frontier Days. So I've been able to work with you and your team for the last 10 years. This will be the 11th year for that. And it's quite an honor to be involved in the organization and to work with the community in that capacity. And then over the last couple years, I've done a few different roles within ADOT. Started in communications, the public information officer, and then was working with local public agency section. So I helped with different colors of money, as we call it, different funding sources with the feds. And that was interesting. And I traveled all over northern Arizona and worked with a lot of local governments and NACOG and things like that. Mm-hmm. So with that, I've been more connected, let's say, on a local government level, through the state. And then just as things progress, and I think as we all get deeper into our career, was looking for a new opportunity to do some more of the true marketing tourism type of efforts. And so I was looking and was very much honored to get the job. Started last Wednesday with the city of Cottonwood as the tourism and economic development director. So I'm now on the executive leadership with the city of Cottonwood, and what a time to start in that capacity with the times we're going through right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, prior to this whole pandemic thing, Cottonwood was kind of taken off like a rocket, you know, with the being the center of the Verde Valley wine country and bringing some real nice restaurants and wine tasting and stuff, making Old Town Cottonwood, a must-see in addition to Jerome and Sedona and all that. And so really, I know it's kind of a blip on the scale right now, and we'll get out of this, you know, someday soon. But mm-hmm. I would imagine you're probably licking your chops thinking what you can do to help promote the city of Cottonwood.
Yes, I will tell you. I mean, I seriously, I don't even know. It's already 4:38, and the day goes by so fast because I'm doing what everybody else is doing and working from home. So I start a new job and go in for the first day, and I see my office, and I've been there twice since then. And, we can do so much with telecommuting these days. And, you know, I think I've learned, I'm not new to the Cottonwood region or the Verde Valley. I mean, I still live in Prescott Valley, and I'm going to continue doing the World's Oldest Rodeo and the marketing with that. But it is an interesting time to start. But I also look at it as a wonderful opportunity to take on, you know, making best use of my time at the moment to meet people and to make phone calls and to connect with those that are also as eager, if not more so, because they live and have been working in the region for years. And, you know, it's such what I've learned about just the Verde Valley itself is there's just such a collaborative effort. And everyone in the region is truly, you know, there for regional benefit. And so, you know, I'm new to the economic development world. I said that when I, you know, did the interviews with the team that hired me, but I do believe in it wholeheartedly, and I've been on a lot of phone calls for COVID-19 relief and trying to help businesses with what they can be doing to get funding, and we know that's been a challenge all the way around, and especially with the new message that came out from the SBA that the funds are, you know, just not there, but I was just on a phone call with the governor and, you know, people around the state. It was kind of like a town hall that he just put out about an hour ago. And he was just asking questions from, you know, leaders and business community about the recovery and what that would look like. And so I'm very confident, as you just said, that Arizona, we're sitting as not one of the, thank goodness, and you know, we have lost lives, which is devastating, but we're not in an area that is a hotbed, at least not in the Prescott Verde Valley region and in most of the state. So I will say that I do find this opportunity, kind of a downtime to not be in the office and having meeting after meeting in person, to take advantage of that and to start to build some true economic development goals and strategies to help the business community in Cottonwood specifically.
Well, we've had Ron Corbin on here a couple of times. We interviewed him when he first got hired, and then a couple of times since then. And I really feel like, you know, and this is not a knock or a comparison to anybody. I mean, Doug Bartosz was a great city manager and was a good friend to our radio stations. But Ron came in, and I guess, you know, starting off with a new job and figuring out who are the people you want around you and creating a team like this, your hire actually, I think, represents, the fact that he's looked around and, seen that there are only a few people that really have as much of a background as you do in terms of local marketing and so forth, and you know, why not have that kind of institutional knowledge at your beck and call, as I'm sure Ron Corbin decided was a good idea.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much, Sanford. It's, to be honest with you, I've been looking for a while, and you know, I've had some interviews and some discussions. It's nothing against where I was. It's just, you know, I think we can become stagnant and complacent in a situation that is comfortable, but I wanted to be able to do more and offer, like you just said. I have an interesting background just because I've been able to work in the private sector and also be able to now engage with the public sector. And, you know, that region has had a lot of benefit from specifically ADOT and transportation. So it's never going to be something that is not considered part of economic development. It's interesting how all of these different entities do play a role in each other, you know. And so I hope to be able to work and continue to work with the amazing people at ADOT and just make it, you know, when it's appropriate to leverage those kind of connections so that we can continue to have infrastructure that would benefit tourism and economic development for the region.
We're talking with Tricia Lewis. She is the Tourism and Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. We're going to take a break for a little economic development of our own. And we'll be back with Tricia Lewis live here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We live in interesting times, and the security of knowing what's in store for us in the future is up in the air for now. However, that doesn't mean that we can't make the best of what we have. There is a silver lining under every cloud, you know. Here at Olson's in Prescott, we've been looking at ways that we can make these times easier for you, your pets, and your wild birds. That means delivering to those who can't or don't want to leave their houses for one reason or another. These days, that can mean self-quarantine, or at the very least, social distancing. On a side note, did you ever think we'd be talking about this? Be that as it may, however, if pet food / wild bird delivery is a solution for you, just call 445-1664. We're offering free delivery within 10 miles of our Prescott store with orders of $25 or more. When you call, just give our associate your order, pay by credit card, and if you call before our delivery vehicle leaves, you can possibly even get your order the same day. Our mission is the health of your animals, and for us, good enough just isn't. We're waiting to hear from you.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,600 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in Northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central air conditioning system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation, 928-772-2751, or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Don't settle, get Gettles.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And Tricia Lewis is with us live. She is the new Tourism and Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. And Tricia, as we look forward to a recovery here and things start to open up again, I would imagine that you're kind of maybe torn between marketing Cottonwood to the rest of Arizona and then also marketing it to the region or to the world. I mean, where do you think we are in terms of Cottonwood's presence and then its capability of generating even greater attention down the road?
So that's a great question, and I think that is something that is in the minds of so many of us right now that are in the marketing world or, you know, economic development around the state. You know, I know tourism's at an all-time low and all this doom and gloom, but I don't want to focus on that. I mean, we're trying to figure out what the recovery is going to look like. You know, my goal is, as I just started a week ago, is to be a resource for businesses. And that's the first goal, is to help our city with opening their doors again. And as we all know, I mean, a couple weeks ago, we're just saying, when we all get back to normal, everybody would say that. And I think now it's a different perspective. And all of us look at things as there is probably no getting back to normal the way we knew it. And so I think that's going to be a discussion that, you know, it's much, much higher than my level of, you know, influence. But I'm going to follow the lead of Ron and the, you know, the city leaders and the regional, you know, leaders in that capacity for what that's going to look like. And right now we're in the middle of just trying to figure that out. You know, we've got to help businesses get out of underwater, if you will. And so my goal is to be that face, you know, and do what we can from the city perspective to help businesses initially. And the other thing that we've also talked about, and I think this is kind of a statewide maybe effort, is tourism as we knew it, you know, a month ago even, as the governor said, you know, things have changed in a month. You know, I do the world's oldest rodeo marketing. That's a different capacity, and I market that rodeo year-round on an international level as well as national, statewide, regionally, and locally. And so I look at them as very similar because we're still trying to reach almost the same audiences in that way. And I think right now we're really just focusing in our backyards. You know, let's say we have the most amazing outdoor recreation, you know, in the Verde Valley with Sedona being close by, and Camp Verde and Clarkdale and Jerome. And I mean, it's really sad to me because, I live in Prescott Valley and I drive over to Cottonwood. And in days prior, you could barely get through Jerome at any given hour of any given day. Same with Old Town Cottonwood. Same with, you know, all of those regions and Prescott for that matter. It's very sad to me, honestly, that, you know, we drive through these places that are usually just packed with people and there's no one. It's sad. So I want to, and I'm excited that when we do get the approval from the governor and, you know, from our legislators and federal appointees to give us the okay, that we start doing that on a very lucrative and very safe and, you know, appropriate way. And I would say that our marketing efforts and on a regional level will be very much regionally, just within the state, just within our region for now, because it's hard to say anything else, you know, and you know, we're anticipating still having the rodeo as it is and continuing with an amazing rodeo season. And so there's just a lot of these things that we're doing differently. You know, I'm usually sending you all radio ads by now, and we're ready to ramp it up. But right now it's just, I haven't even got them recorded yet, Sanford. So don't tell Diane that. But
Now Frontier Days, though, is still planning, at least at this point, to hold the parade.
Yes.
So far.
We're planning the rodeo, too. We're not even using the C word at this point.
Oh, good. Well, you know, I mean, if the situation warrants it, fine, but you want to at least remain flexible.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say, is that, you know, I think Ron is a really awesome, he thinks into the future, and he's very, you know, focused on the region and benefiting city of Cottonwood, of course. But, you know, he said to me, Trish, our tourism is going to look like we're going to be promoting outdoor recreation, you know, and I think that's truly where people feel the most safe right now, is being outside and being able to go and get away from their homes and just be out in nature. And I think that truly does resonate with a lot of us. And so that's going to be a focus of ours. And, you know, we're still talking about doing festivals, and we're talking about doing the 4th of July festival in Cottonwood. I don't know. I mean, it would be unfair for me to say we're planning it regardless, because that is not in my hands to say. But I am ready. And like you just used the word flexible, Samper, that's perfect. And it's hard to be flexible when you've done the same thing and you know what needs to happen on a time frame that gets us ready for, you know, the 133rd World's Oldest Rodeo, or having a really awesome, dynamic, you know, tourism season for Cottonwood. So those are my focuses right now. And I'm thankful for both capacities. I have wonderful leaders and people around me that just want a successful event or a successful, you know, tourism. And we want to bring it back for the economy, truly. That's number one on the list.
So as a marketing person, can you foresee ads, visual ads, where the person is wearing a face mask, but yet is being invited to come and have fun in Old Town Cottonwood? It's like the new normal, you know?
Right? It's the new normal, and I don't know if I really like it, because it doesn't really go with the style that I prefer to present myself in. My son and I were going to the store the other day, and I had a friend that gave me a mask, and he's like, Mom, if you wear that in the store, I'm not going in with you. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness. And so I think it's just the reality of that's where we are, you know. And if you don't wear a face mask, or if you don't do that, you're looked at like, really? So, it's just such an interesting time. But, I mean, I really have taken advantage of the opportunities to be, you know, sitting there and being able to call people and just connect with them. You know, all these Zoom calls and conferences that we have, and sure see a different side of people in their homes. It's so funny, right? It just cracks me up. But, you know, that's how we do the majority of business right now. And I'm just trying to learn who the people are and build my network of people over in the Verde Valley of when we do get the okay, and if we ever do get back to the normal or the new normal, that we're all on the same page and we're promoting it to the benefit of everyone that lives in the region or over here in Prescott.
Well, and just have a minute to go here. How do you like the way your website is set up? Are you looking to make any changes there for Cottonwood?
Yes. So I will tell you really quick. I have an assistant that was hired before me, and her role is to work with tourism and Parks and Rec, and she came from NAU, her name's Leah, and she's great. And so that is an effort, and that is something that we're focusing on, to try to do some things with our website and really embrace like an email database. I mean, we're trying to do some new things that will give us communications directly with the Cottonwood businesses. And yes, we're very much aware that the website needs to be enhanced. It's built in a system that's kind of antiquated, and it's hard to make changes to it right now. So, you know, that's something we're going to be working on, and we're both 1 month or 1 week into the job. So maybe come back and check in with me in a couple months, and I'll let you know if we've been able to make that change or not.
All right, we'll make it a date. Trisha Lewis, Tourism Director, Economic Development Director, brand new city of Cottonwood. We'll see you on this side of the mountain or that side of the mountain one of these days soon.
That's right. Thanks for all you do, Sanford.
You bet. You too.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So if you have any questions about today's show, you could always email me, sanford@kqna.com, and we will be back tomorrow at 4 for Let's Talk Sports live here on KQ&A. Probably some more classic interviews, I would imagine. Stay tuned for that. I'm going to try to get my old buddy Doug McLeod to come in and reminisce about Coyotes hockey. So hopefully we can get good gosh almighty Doug McLeod here tomorrow. We'll talk about that. And next Thursday, we will be back with another edition of Talk of the Town. In fact, Ken Foote from Footworks will be joining us to talk about what's going on at MVD, because there's been some shakeups over there as well because of the pandemic. So we'll get you on top and informed of everything automotive license-wise and everything with Ken Foote from Footworks next week. Want to say thanks to Tricia Lewis from the city of Cottonwood, and a big thank you to U.S. Senator Martha McSally for being my guest live today here on Talk of the Town on KQ&A. So stick around. We've got the Talk of the Quad Cities continues. Mark Levin is on his way to your radio dial right after the news at the top of the hour. And we'll be back, like I say, for Let's Talk Sports tomorrow at 4. So until then, for everybody here at KQ&A, stay safe, and we will see you tomorrow and next Thursday as well. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.